Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Elevate your scoop with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides Advanced. Featuring collagen plus hyaluronic acid and vitamin C, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, adding extra wellness support to your daily routine. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about the Haunted Myrtles Plantation. How often did you have guests that would come to you and ask you that very question that you asked at the beginning, is this place haunted? Not just because they were, you know, curious just because of the setting, but because they had an experience.
I used to have people write down their experiences when they did come to me, and it was quite frequent. Many times a week, people would tell me that something happened, and I would ask them to write it down. So I just had, you know, hundreds of reports from guests. One of the most interesting was this, and we didn't tell people about the ghosts. Mm-hmm. So some people might have known, but it wasn't common knowledge like it is today. We had this couple, little old couple from Texas, and he was diabetic, and they were sleeping upstairs, and they stayed three nights. So they were there on the weekend when there was a lot of people around. And on the third day, she comes down and she's to get the insulin we kept in our refrigerator, and she lingered a little bit. And I said, yeah, you know, I encouraged her to talk, and she said, is this house haunted? And I said, well, I can't tell. I didn't know what to say. I said, why? And she said, well, you know, the bed lifted in the middle of the night.
No, it's a special effect.
Yeah, holy cow. Well, actually, you know what? We had some journalists come and stay from the National Enquirer, and this was a few months before that, and the photographer drank a lot, and they were upstairs in that room, and she came down in the morning and said, the bed lifted in the middle of the night. Oh, my God, you know? And I thought, well, that was the spirits in the bar, not the spirits in the room. But mm-hmm. then when this little couple told me the same thing, I thought, oh no, it's true.
Yeah.
So when it finally happened to me, and when I, you know, I'd stay in the different guest rooms, because it was fun, and the bed lifted and I'm floating around the room, I would have been terrified, but I'd heard the story by then so many times and knew the people survived that I was just enjoying that. It was cool.
Along
like
for the
Aladdin.
Ride. So, I mean, like literally, are we talking the mattress lifts up off the ground, or the bed as a whole lifts up off the ground?
The entire antique piaster bed floated about 4 inches off the ground and floated around the room. It's a good thing they had high ceilings.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And did it knock anything over?
No, apparently there was an intelligence to it. It didn't hit anything. It was just a trip.
What was the story of that room?
I don't know. I was never able to trace down why the bed lifted in the middle of the night. That was Sarah and William Winter's room. Sarah was the sister of the Lewis who died in the entry hall with the buffer, and that was her suite. And her and her husband ultimately bought the plantation from their parents, the Sterling family, and lived there. And one of the most famous murders at the Myrtles was he was tutoring one of their sons, and a man rode up on horseback to the north side of the house and called his name. Mm-hmm. And he went out, and the man shot him. And there were still the bullet holes in the plaster and blood. And we couldn't get the blood off. But he walked into the house. He's calling for his wife. He walks up the stairs to the 17th step and died on the 17th step. And so every single night, you hear footsteps going up to the 17th step.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be standing on the steps, on the staircase, and it will just pass right through you, which is a really weird feeling. But that was probably one of the most famous murders in the house.
With something like that, where it's happening night after night at the same time, is that a residual thing, you think, that's just kind of going? It sounds like there's a lot of conscious entities there, but are there some like that that are just the residual energy of the tragedies that have unfolded there?
Absolutely. A lot of the ghosts were not aware of us. They were going to do what they were going to do, regardless of if we're in the way, we're standing there, we're calling them. They repeat like you said, residual. And then there's the other ghosts that call you by name and even have conversations with you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's the whole, the whole variety.
I'm interested to hear more about, earlier on you had said that when you began looking at the house, you were accidentally called Sarah. And obviously that's the name of one of the people who lived there many years ago. And then people around town started calling you Sarah just by chance. What do you make of that? Obviously we can see the correlation, but it is a random weird thing that suddenly other people are having this reaction to you.
At first I didn't correlate it because, you know, people call you the wrong name occasionally. They just don't remember your name. Even the real estate agent called me Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But when so many people called me, mistook my name for Sarah, mm-hmm. you know, that was pretty interesting. And having the memory of the back staircase, I didn't quite relate to Sarah, though, to Sarah Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me probably 6 months to find out that General David Bradford, who led the Whiskey Rebellion, escaped George Washington's troops down the Mississippi River and came to Louisiana and got a Spanish land grant for $1.50 an acre, must be nice, and built the Myrtles. And he had several children, and he had a daughter named Sarah. And then it all came together because the original house was smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The south wing was added by the Sterlings, but the old staircase was part of his house, and mm-hmm. that's Sarah. And then I realized that's who I was. If there is such a thing as reincarnation, and I believe there is, that's who I was. And what was interesting about that is that my life paralleled hers, because, and that's another very famous story at the Myrtles. There was a slave girl named Chloe, and Sarah's husband had taken to her,
mm-hmm.
and was abusing her and forcing her into the nursery. When the children were gone, he would rape her.
Mm-hmm.
And but she did enjoy. I don't want to say enjoy. Wrong word. She had benefits from that. She got to work in the house and work. I don't know where I'm going with this, but one day Sarah went upstairs while the children were out, and up that back staircase, and she opens the door to the nursery and catches her husband with Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe was terrified. She was scared to death they might, you know, kill her. What are they going to do to her? So to get back in good graces, she bakes them a cake, and she put poisonous oleander into the cake, thinking that she could nurse everybody back to health, and then she'd be back in everybody's good graces, and she could tolerate this life. Mm-hmm. And it backfired, and Sarah and two of her daughters died from this cake, eating this cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
What became of her after that?
The legend has it that the other slaves dragged her to the river and hung her. And she's one of the most famous ghosts that people see. She's even in photographs.
That's the wow. Very. Why do you think this location? I mean, obviously it was a location that owned slaves. So there's that dark piece of the chapter, the puzzle right there. But even beyond that, why do you think there was so much tragedy at this specific location? Or is the tragedy that went on there not that different than other plantations of the era?
All of the above. And I gave it a lot of thought when I was living there. Why here? Why, I think that the South in general, that something to do with the humidity allows electrical energy to appear. I don't know. It's also on a parallel. A scientist from England came, and he was studying the pyramids. He said that the Myrtles was exactly on the same latitude, longitude, whatever, as some of the pyramids, and that's why it had mystical powers. It sits on sacred Indian ground. There was an Indian cemetery right under the house in the 1600s and before the Indians. It was high on a mound. The Myrtles was like a sacred mound, and the house was built exactly at the top of it, and being the Indian burial grounds, and they paved over the graves to put in the parking. So that could very well be. And I think the passion and the love, and then the murders and the sorrow and the grief and the horrific things that they did to the enslaved people, I think it just makes it all, the vibration so intense.
Yeah. I mean, it's
but that's just my opinion.
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, that laundry list of horrible things, that might be something to do with what's going on there. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing, especially when you look at the Indian grounds as well, where the choice of where to put the property, where to put the structure. Was that like an FU to the Native Americans at that moment in time when they built this thing, or did they just have zero regard and it really wasn't a second thought? It was just, we want to put this here and this is in our way.
Yeah, because even the Franciscan monks that moved in the 1600s were living in New Roads, and then they'd come over to St. Francisville to bury their dead. So not only the Indian burial ground, but the Franciscan monk burial ground. But it was just such a prime location, I think, being on this mound and a little bit higher than everything else. That's where any architect would choose for their house.
Yeah.
And I think that was more what it was about. I don't think the Indian graves were marked at that time. I think probably the Franciscan monks' graves were.
Mm-hmm.
I think that site had mystical properties and attracted people, and being up on that slight mound that, and it already had mystical properties to begin with.
How did things, obviously you had been there for many, many years. How did your chapter come to an end with the Myrtles Plantation?
Well, that's where my life ties in with Sarah, because, I went to a party up in Woodville, and when I came back, I was looking for my husband, and I went up the stairs and opened the door to the old nursery and caught my husband in bed with somebody who worked for us, exactly like Sarah.
Wow.
So history repeated.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had to go through that. I was terrified I was going to die that night because Sarah died that night.
Sure. So. And if you're playing along at home, you're like, let's let the coincidences stop here.
Exactly. I left and stayed with a friend.
Yeah.
So you had that experience, and then was that it? Was that the end of you being a part of the Myrtles plantation? Did you sell the property, or what occurred after that?
No, he left that day.
Okay.
And I got divorced 6 days later because I couldn't get a sooner court date, but that was St. Francisville. And I had intended to leave, and then suddenly I got a renewed interest in it, and I stayed another 5 years by myself.
Okay. What eventually did make you say, okay, I've done my time here, I'm good, thank you, good luck?
I actually believed that if I stayed any longer, I would die.
Really?
Because I started having health issues. By then I was in my 30s. Mm-hmm. And I'm having health issues. Mm-hmm. And I really believed if I stayed there, I would die. So I moved.
Sure. And when was this that you did end your relationship with the Myrtles Plantation? How long ago was that?
It was in the 90s. So.
Okay. So when that happened and you stepped away from it, you sold it, how are you with selling it? When someone asked, is it haunted? I'm assuming there's a little more documentation out there at this point. Or did you play the role of, oh, don't be silly?
No. Yeah, by then it was pretty well known. But yeah. It wasn't as clean as that. A bunch of stuff was happening. And it just was time. And yeah. I made the decision.
Do you ever miss it?
Oh, gee. Average in burnout is what, 6 years? I was there for a decade. I intensely love it. I intensely hated it.
Yeah.
I've been there since the last time I was there. This is going to sound really weird. I felt like my soul was being sucked out. I was wide awake. I couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. And I grabbed my pillow and went and slept on the veranda. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of people milling around that are now really good friends of mine. And I will not stay there again, not spend the night.
Wow.
I'm too afraid.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Frances about the Myrtles Plantation. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her experiences with us. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience? No problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.